Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And you're listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's What Happened
on Star 102.5.
Well, our listener Aaron was pretty excited about meeting and going out with Matt and is wondering, well, what happened? Why hasn't Matt been calling her back? So now we try to get Matt's side of things this morning. So we got him on the phone, I think, right now. Hi, is this Matt?
Yeah, you're talking to him.
And by the way, we should clear, is it Matt or Matthew?
Only my mother calls me Matthew.
Okay. Great. Well, there's one other, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Hey, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star, Matt, and we are calling to talk about Aaron. I'm assuming you remember Aaron. She's friends with your, or you're friends with her roommate. You guys hung out, and she ended up making you dinner. All this ring a bell, I assume?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's surprised she hasn't heard back from you. She says it's been about 3 weeks. She thought you guys hit it off really well, and she wants to know what happened. You know, what's going on? So why aren't you calling her back?
On the radio, I really don't want to say.
Well, you don't have to, but I mean, we'll tell you that she asked for us to do this. She is, you know, said she wants to know. She gave us your number, mm-hmm. wanted us to call you. So we have her permission. You know, we obviously can't make you say.
I just don't feel comfortable with this, you know.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Well, let's just start with, tell us, I mean, do you like her? Is there interest in her?
I do.
Okay.
All right.
So you're interested in her, but you haven't responded in a few weeks. Can you give her some indication as to, is there something going on? Is it just bad timing?
Somebody else.
Right. Just some indication.
Yeah, so believe me, I want to. Okay. I really do.
Okay.
But it's the roommate. It's because my friend Tom. He doesn't want me to see her.
So Tom's the roommate.
Okay. Oh.
The roommate, yeah.
Okay. And you're friends with Tom. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, and the reason why we met in the first place.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can get that a little bit, because if, you know, you and her don't work out, then she's mm-hmm. like, I don't want him around, and your buddy's worried about losing his friend. I mean, I can kind of get that.
Is that the problem?
Actually, that really has nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Right. Then what is the problem? He like her? So he likes her.
You're going to laugh. He's mad at me because he called dibs on her.
So he does like her.
He does like her.
Dibs.
Oh, wow. Yes. By the way, yeah, who's still calling dibs? Hello, 1980 wants their joke back.
Okay.
And that's coming from
me. Yeah, but he's been a real ass about it, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how so? What's he so upset about? Do they have a history?
Other than just being a roommate? No. I mean, you know, I guess he's had a crush on her for a while and just hasn't acted on it. He called dibs. He's acting like an ass to me.
Okay.
I mean, he's short on the phone with me. We do different things together. We go fishing. We go up to the bow range and stuff like that. And he just, he's like short. He's like, he's always working. The guy's like, never worked overtime a day in his life. Now, all of a sudden, he's working.
All right, so you're really sensing the tension.
Okay,
and that's why you backed off.
Well, Aaron has been listening in to this, Aaron, so apparently your roommate, Tom, right? Tom likes you. Tom likes you, and according to Matt, he has called dibs on you. How do you feel about that?
That is so disturbing. Like, You can't like call dibs on a human. Like, that's not. I can't believe he did that, and I can't believe that you're respecting that. Actually,
I'm not respecting that. I don't know what to do. I mean, it's going to be super awkward for me to come over to your place, and then he's hanging out, and it all seems like some huge mistake.
Yeah, I'm thinking picking Tom as a roommate was a huge mistake.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, well, I can see where this is very awkward. Yeah. Any chance the two of you could sit down with Tom and come to some understanding that, Aaron, you don't sound like you've ever been interested in Tom. Have you ever been interested in Tom?
No.
Okay.
There's not. I mean, and he hasn't given off anything that says he's interested in me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If he did, I wouldn't have moved in. Like, there's no way we would be roommates. Why would? Oh gosh, I don't even know where to start with this.
Lord knows I've tried. I mean, maybe if you said something. I've been arguing with this dude for weeks, and I haven't made headway one way or the other.
Oh, how could I? I mean, we can't violate the dib system.
Okay.
Well, this is more weird now because I'm assuming Tom's not going to be particularly happy that you just leaked this information, Matt.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what you're going to do, Aaron.
We kind of pushed him into it
did, but now Aaron is living with what she thought was a roommate, and now that dynamic's going to be changed. Yeah, you guys got
you
got to
be passive aggressive about this, though. Next time you order pizza, be like, "I got dibs on the first slice. I got dibs." And see his reaction and base your response on that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Turn it all into a game. That'll go. That'll end well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, I don't really know what we can do at this point to help you any further. You know, Aaron, you wanted to know what happened. Matt has given his explanation. It seems like you like each other, but you do have a friend involved that it's complicating things. I agree. He shouldn't be calling dibs on anybody. If he wants he wants to go out with you, he should just ask you out.
Exactly.
I don't know what to tell you. Good luck. You know where each other stands. Aaron, you know what's going on. I hope that makes you feel a little better anyway.
Yeah, it does. But if you guys can help me with a room listing, there's a free room about to open up in my apartment.
Yeah, I'd probably be doing the same thing if I were you. But okay, good. You have each other's contact information. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do
good
is
luck.
Up to you from here on out. And good luck. But thanks for being on the show. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102?
You've been listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
If you haven't already, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.
Join us tomorrow for more of the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
2.5.